is here. The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'm a
kill
him with the first verse.
The
and I'm a bury him with the second.
The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, playing and see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh. Straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MP, Dr. Phil couldn't fix them. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me? I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't croppable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in this backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
No.
All right.
All right. Welcome to the grind, guys. The realest show ever. Show where we have that unscripted conversation, man. Hello to all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners out there. Hello to everybody out there
love,
in Facebook land, man. Hello to all you guys.
Right.
Thank God for a team. Thank God for somebody that looks out for you. Actually dialed into the show, man. Praising.
On both avenues. We appreciate you, Sean, for definitely always looking out and checking it and letting us know when things aren't always clicking on all cylinders, because one of the things that you got to know is that teamwork definitely makes the dream work, and to be able to click on all those cylinders, it truly does take a team, you know, and a lot of times people don't realize that, but you got to have a team, somebody that's on the same path with you, somebody that is truly sharing that same vision with you in order to go out and to get some things done in life, understanding that we all have our own individual purpose, but purposes can come together in order to create something very powerful.
Create, man. You know, we always talk about creating on this show. We are very big advocates of empowerment on this show. We talk about being able to create a platform by which people can stand on and empower themselves. Leadership and true leadership is when you can empower a person to fly on their own. And when they start to fly on their own, you start to boost them up and you start to let them go. And it's very gratifying. It's a very gratifying moment when you finally see the person that you groomed go, and there are no ill feelings, man. So leadership and creating your own is so, so key. And we always talk about starting something for yourself, right? I was talking to somebody on the phone the other day, and we were talking about, you know, building in 2020. And, you know, they were saying, well, you know, what are we going to do in 2020, you know, in January, when January kicks off, you know, what are we going to do? And I said, no, we should not be talking about what we're going to do in January.
Right.
We should be talking about what we're going to do right now. Right.
That's right.
So we want to talk about paying it forward, to yourself today. Okay. Paying it forward to yourself today, preparing the foundation that you need to stand on for 2020, because, you know, 2020, guys, it stands for, you know, when you go to the optometrist, they tell you, you got 2020 vision. They don't tell me that.
They definitely
don't tell
me that. See how he's starting off today?
I just said it before you did. It's okay. Everybody know that you're a little sight challenged. It's okay.
Just a little bit.
Everybody knows some other people raise their hand. They
just
can be sight challenged too. I understand.
I'm a little girl. Very sight challenged. Yeah. Had
when Pam takes her glasses off, she's like, I have to help her get around the house and she takes her contacts out. So, you know. But, you know, when she goes to the optometrist, you know, they bring the C&I dogs in for her and say, ma'am, can it be interest you in buying one of these when you take these contacts?
They're like, no matter what you do, they'll get you no frames like this, because you forget about it. No matter how thin, no matter how polycarbonate they're supposed to be, they're not going to be thin.
And we're not, you know, and no pun intended.
I can't.
You know, at all, you know, man. Sight is a blessing, but at the end of the day, man.
Oh, my goodness.
At the end of the day, we have to realize we got to have vision, right? And 2020, you can't wait until 2020 to tap into that vision, to start seeing stuff. This is the moment. The entire year of 2019 is the moment.
Yeah.
But we're here to tell you today, man, on August 29th of 2019, that it's not too late to realize and start building your dreams, right? So if you're not, and I want you, the person out there, if you're thinking about where you are right now in your life, what you're doing right now in your life, if you're that person and you're thinking, you're saying, well, man, I don't really have a lot going on. I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, wash my face, you know, I get my coffee, I go to work, I do what they tell me to do, then I come home and I go to bed. And I get up and do it all over again. If you are that person, that means you have nothing going on for yourself.
Right.
Nothing. Yeah. And I just, I find it hard to believe, Pam, that God would have put us on this earth to just do or just to fulfill somebody else's dream. And let me rephrase that, because
have a seat.
Fulfilling somebody else's dream, oh, you're so forceful. fulfilling somebody else's dream is, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but what I am saying is that you have your own dream as well. And a lot of people don't know what that is. And there's an epicenter that you have to tap into that's called your vision. And when you tap into it, things start to materialize. Things start to happen. Certain things come full circle in your life.
And you're absolutely right. And it's funny because I know that you've been busy this morning, but it's crazy that how God just brings everything together. Because my post that I put up this morning, and I know you haven't even seen it, was don't just allow somebody to hire you to use your gifts. You need to use them on your own, basically. Mm-hmm. And because many times what we end up doing is we forget that, you know, our gifts, yes, may fit into situations and into jobs and into somebody else's vision, but you have to realize that God has given you those gifts mm-hmm. of your own in right. order for you to be able to go out and to manifest the purpose that he has for your life. And so many times, most people, the average person, will get up and build somebody else's dream and allow their gifts to be hired out. And God is saying, you know what? Yes, you may have to do that for a season in your life, but what about you now understanding that your gifts that I've given you are enough for you to also stand on your own mm-hmm. in order for you to now move forward in the purpose to create your own vision so that others can grab a hold of and begin to help you to push and to carry your vision forth, mm-hmm. you know, but a lot of times we don't realize it because we don't fully understand our purpose.
Right.
Because you got to understand your purpose in order to now see the vision clearly.
Right. And 2020 is the year when things materialize
right.
for you. And yeah, we're playing on numbers here, but you know, you have to play on something. You have to give yourself some sort of a goal to look forward to in life, because if you don't, then you end up just constantly going from year to year doing nothing.
Right.
So let's bring this thing around. Let's help somebody today, because a lot of people, they've heard the word purpose.
Right.
They've heard that you got to have goals to get to that purpose.
Right.
And they've heard that if you don't work those goals, then you're going to end up not achieving your overall vision. Now, a lot of people have already been, you know, kind of seasoned in life. And they've been for 50, 60, 70 years. You know, you can take it all the way down to 30, 40, because at any point you can feel left behind. And they feel exactly that. They feel mm-hmm. as if they've been left behind. But the reason that they feel like they've been left behind is because you're following too much.
Mm.
You're following too much. Now, some people are going to say, well, you know, I always heard that you got to, in order to be a great leader, you got to be a great follower. All great
right.
leaders
were once
great followers.
Right.
And the truth be told, you always follow something,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, right? Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, at some point, you got to click that switch in your brain that says, I need to start being a creator,
absolutely
right?
Creative.
Now, if you find that to be really, really difficult, if you find that to be one of the hardest things in the world to do, to sit down and create something, it's because you're not focusing.
Right.
And I talked about focus on yesterday's show.
Okay.
Talked about focus on yesterday's show. Talking about not getting caught up. So I don't want to go back to that, guys. Catch that episode yesterday. Pam wasn't here. She was in Miami taking care of some things. But you know, we talked about focus and how David had to have focus in order to defeat Goliath.
Right.
Right. So your focus is not zoomed in. But now let's talk about open that conduit up for God to start speaking to you,
mm-hmm.
right? You guys may have heard in the beginning, I'm going to play something. You guys may have heard, you know, this song right here in the beginning. I'm going to play it again. And it's all about grinding, right? It's grinding. A lot of people will say, magnificent thing. I've been grinding all my life, right? He said he even made a grind his life, right? Now, I'm not going to play the words, but you guys get what I'm saying. This show is all about grinding. That everybody has a grind.
Just grind your grind. Don't grind. There's a lot of stuff you don't have enough. have that vision. Now you're able to put together a plan that would allow you to use your gift. Okay, it's going to be tired out.
So let's talk about that's good. Let's talk about spin that off into we always talk about truth. I mean, you guys think you're doing this. I'm ripping.
Battles
right
on the road to winning the war,
right?
right? And we're talking about your personal war and your personal battles right now. We're not even we're not even talking about tapping into something bigger than yourself. Yeah, we do that. We know you got to tap into something bigger than you, right?
Uh-huh.
Overall. But how do you prepare yourself to be able to effectively tap into something bigger than you? So we talk about complete success. In order to start building a foundation which is complete success, then this is how you do it.
Right.
Right? Mind, body, and money. So let's start with number one, which is mind.
Absolutely.
Okay. So there are a lot of things that happen around us. Social media. I always talk about social media all the time because I do believe that, you know, social media is not going anywhere.
No.
It's like a dog that you're feeding steak every day.
Right.
Getting bigger and bigger.
Absolutely.
More vicious and more vicious. And you have to find out. Yeah.
It's interesting.
You know, sometimes it's just downright crazy.
Right.
Right. But you have to find your spot in it.
I don't scroll.
Well, I mean, even in that, everybody, you know, everybody scrolls from time to time. Everybody's guilty of that. Okay.
Yeah,
nobody can just pick up their phone and never ever see what's going on. Right.
That's true.
But at the end of the day, social media is the beast. And you have to figure out how you're going to survive in and around the beast called social media or the beast called evolution, right? So how do you evolve with the times? So in terms of your mind, you've always heard, you know, read books, listen to audios. Listen, you can read all of the books in the world and audio books and whatever it is, and you're still going to be faced with real life issues. But now you're strengthening your mind enough to be able to handle it, right?
Absolutely.
I talked about being able to process the situation on last week's show, right?
Mm-hmm.
I talked about being able to process the situation to where your time frame is not last week, but Tuesday. To where your time frame that you act productively is not here, but it's here.
So you collapse in the time frame.
So you collapse in the time frame. So that means when somebody says something or does something to you and you know it pisses you off, right? Just real talk, man. You be ready to strangle somebody.
You ever feel that way?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Really?
I feel like, you know, I feel like sometimes people do stuff that's so blanked up that I feel like, you know, strangling somebody. I mean, you know, you get frustrated about it. You're like, And sometimes it's not even about me. Sometimes it's like, man, I was just messed up to do.
It's a situation.
I was just messed up to say. You know, if I was close to that person, man, I just may choke them for like 10 seconds and let go so they don't pass out. You know, but anyway.
I'm just the opposite. I'm like.
Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. Everybody is not like you.
Right,
everybody's
like,
not like you.
Okay.
So you're telling me you don't get mad about stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get upset about things, but not to the point where I'm going to allow it to
No.
And I get what you're saying, too.
It's still, we have emotions, guys.
Yeah,
just keep it 100, man.
I'm telling you.
Let's keep on. You have emotions. No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. The time frame that you figure out that it's not worth it.
Right.
This is what I'm talking about.
Right.
Oh, God, let me tell you something. You're going to have those moments when people are going to make you mad. They're going to piss you off.
Right.
But your time frame to realize that it's not worth it to react the way that you want to react in that moment to let the flesh come out is you have to decrease that time frame, right? Because right now, it used to be here for me. I used to be steaming like, man, I'm mad. Should I do this? Should I do that? Blah, 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 blah. But now I've decreased that time frame to where I say this happened. And then within that short period of time, it's like, but that's not even worth. That doesn't even warrant my attention.
Right.
If I give that attention, I'm gonna lose focus on what I'm doing.
Right. It's gonna grow. So
and to
grow.
Right. Absolutely. We focus on growth. So the first thing you have to do is prepare your mind to be able to deal with the beast of evolutionary world that we live in, which is social media. Which is perception, opinion. If you know who you are, and this is the key to number
key.
One, know
right.
who you are, know what you stand for, and move toward that. Nobody can shake you.
That's the truth. You have to know your worth. Really? You know, and the only way to know your worth is by making sure that you're getting up and you're building your mind every single day. You know, you have to be able to put the things in to you that are going to build you up. And if you're attached to or listening to or connected to anything that's not building you up, that's doing the opposite, then you got to learn how to let go of those things in order to grow, in order to become.
So you tell them they got to learn how to let go?
Yeah, you got to learn how to let go so that your mind can elevate, so that you can go to places that God intends for us to go to, so that we can accomplish the things that we need to accomplish in our life, connect to the right situations, connect to the right people, connect to the right opportunities. You got to learn how to let go and get up every day and develop your mind, put the things in you that are going to build you up. If it's not building you up,
it's
not elevating
you,
it is tearing you down.
But people have to learn how to let go without holding a grudge.
Right.
That's the
just let go.
Let it go.
Just let go. Let go,
yeah.
Let God.
Yeah,
right?
Man.
Just
yeah,
let
man.
Go, let God, right?
Yeah.
And drive on and do what you're supposed to do. And literally follow your dreams to be able to create what you need to create, to be able to move on your purpose, in your purpose, for your purpose, and just let go and work and grow you. Because in order to go, you got to grow, okay? So if you're not getting up every day and putting something into your mind, your mental capacity, stretching this every day, because once you stretch your mind, it can never go back to the same place, right? It's like a rubber band. You stretch that thing, and now it's stretched to a different capacity, and so you continue to build that every day, and you're going to continue to grow every day. But you know, you got to be able to understand what's good, all right? What's good for you, what's not good for you, what you need to grab a hold of, what you need to let go, and making sure every day that you're putting the things in that's going to build you up, that's going to elevate you, that's going to inspire you to get up every day and to keep on fighting for the very things that you know that you deserve. So you got to know that you are enough, that you got enough, everything exists right here. Bring it out and go for it. Don't worry about who agrees. As long as you are lined up, all right, with the one who is telling you exactly what you need to do so that you move in your purpose, that's all you need to be concerned about, because he's going to give you everything that you need. You already got it. He's going to make sure that the path is clear in order for you to go out and get more.
Right, right. But to do all of that, you got to be open to receive.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people get to the point where they're not open to receive because they get so frustrated about what's going on. You know, you go to work, and there's that person. There's always that one person at work that knows what buttons to push to piss you off.
Right.
And when you start elevating your mind, putting the right stuff in, listening to the right stuff, replacing some things that you used to listen to, okay? Replacing some people that you used to be around. When you start doing those things, then you start to build your mindset.
Right.
And you get stronger mentally. And when you get stronger mentally, when that person comes around at work, you guys all got that one person that just gets on your nerve. If you're blessed enough to be in a job situation and you don't have anybody at that job that pushes your buttons, that's blessed, really. So person is going to push your button, but you, when that person comes and start pushing your button, now you've got the foundation that says, okay, I remember. Now you can pull back. You know, you can pull back. You can recall the things like, what people call cliches, but we call real life stuff now. It's real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You can recall, you know, be slow to anger. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. If it's not in there, then you're not going to be able to pull from it. So now that person is no longer aggravating you anymore.
Right, and you got to be connected to the very things that are lined up. You're in alignment with. They got to be in alignment with the very things, going in the same direction that you want to go in.
Be a mental giant.
Right. And you know what? I heard something powerful the other day, in which, you know how we always say ask, seek, and knock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very strong, because, you know, we don't have any problem asking, right? We all know how to ask. You know, we want this. God, can you do this? We want to be blessed in this area. We want this. We know what we want in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So no problem in asking. So the asking is the easy part.
Right.
Right, but when you look at that seeking part, many times people don't understand that seeking goes way beyond looking. See, seeking and looking are very different. You see, when you look at something, you're going to gaze at it. You're going to take a look at it, right? You're going to turn your head away from it. But when you're seeking something, you don't take your eyes off of it. You know exactly, you know, what you want, and you're going to continue to focus on that thing in order to go for it, in order to seek it out. And you're not going to stop. You're never going to take your eyes off it. So it's very different from looking at something where you gaze, you look for a moment. But no, when you're focused and you're seeking something and you know what you deserve, right, on building your mind in order to make the things that you want to have, Now you get yourself to the point because you're speaking. That speaking is that action piece, okay, where many people miss it, right? And then put that action into play, and now you get yourself to the point where you're knocking, right? Because once you get to the door, once you find things, you got to understand that it's not going to be easy to open the door. You have some challenges. That's why your mind has to be right. You have to continue to grow your mind, build your mind, stretch your mind, because of the fact that now as you're growing your mind and stretching your mind, you now understand that it's going to take some knocking in order to get through that door. All right, you don't just get to the door and now that door is going to open. No, there's going to be some things that you got to jump over, some hurdles you got to climb, some roads that may turn you left and you got to turn back to the right. You know, some mountains you got to go up, some hills that you got to come down, and all kinds of things. So once you get yourself to that door, you got to keep on knocking. So that's the reason why everything starts with your mind. You got to strengthen your mind in order to understand that you are possible, in order to know that you can become, in order to know that you can accomplish it. But again, you got to work on it every single day.
Yeah, that's
in order
the first
to keep
part.
On speaking.
Yeah, that what you just said is the most important piece, is jumping the hurdles and understanding that things are going to happen to you.
Right.
And if you can prepare your mind, then you can handle the next two things that we're going to talk about easily. Right? Easily, because it all starts between your ears.
Right.
I've heard that over and over again. Everything happens up top. You kill the head, the body's going to die.
So,
right? So we talk about, you know,
right,
the other 97%.
Helmet.
Right, right. But we talk about the other 97%.
Right.
The other 97% is your body. It's just organs. It, you know, your brain tells it what to do. Right? So your overall face and your head is made up of about 7% of your body. Your head. Right, this part right here, 7%, but 3% of that is your brain.
Okay. Yeah.
So So 3% of that is your brain, right? So 3% of it is your brain. Then all you have to do is guard that, because the rest of it is just skull and head and skin and body and face mass or whatever it is. But the brain is 3%, which is the most important part. And this is the 3% that we're talking about.
Mm.
This 3% controls everything else. So if you can think it, you can achieve it.
Absolutely.
If you can control it, it doesn't affect you.
Right.
So you own everything. When somebody says something to you, you have to change the way you look at it, because when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Right.
And you change your mindset. So now when somebody comes at you and they piss you off, you just simply say, they don't know any better.
Right.
And I really had to exercise that the other day on the phone with somebody. You know, customer service is really a thing of the past. You know, I read them a little bit, but then I realized, okay, they don't know. They don't really know what's happening. You know, they it's just who they are.
Right.
And you have to rationalize things this way in order for you to be able to move past it. It doesn't matter if they can't move past it. You need to be able to move past it. And so now that you can move past it, now you're learning, you're getting stronger on figuring out how to pull things into your hemisphere that you control.
Mm-hmm.
I own it. I control it. I can change it.
Right.
So now say what you want to say. Do what you want to do. Boom. I'm here. I'm owning it. You know what? My bad. That was my fault. Boom. Let me fix this. Boom, boom, boom. So I can't never – I don't ever want to be a part of that situation again. So I'm going to fix this. Boom, 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 boom. Boom. In place. Get it in my pocket. I'm good. So now you got the mental piece done. Now it's the piece that everybody dreads, is the physical piece. Everybody dreads the physical piece. Pam
well,
always
you know
says
what?
We talk about the mental
piece. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the physical piece. But you know what? Again, if you get the mind right, the physical piece is going to fall right into place. The problem is people start with the physical and forget about the mind.
Yeah.
All right? And when you start with the physical or anything else and don't work on the mind first, then it's going to continue to be difficult. But when that mind is right, now it's very easy to move into the physical aspect, that body, making sure that everything, your physical, your body is lining up with the goals that you want to accomplish. You
right,
know, that's,
right.
that's, yeah.
Well, I mean, your body has to definitely line up, but in most cases, your doggone mind won't let your body do nothing. Because you done already punked out before you start.
Right.
You know, you done already told you. Everybody talking about, I mean, people are talking about, you know, I'm not a gym person. You know, I don't really never exercise. People get really good at
making excuses.
And
no, I'm good.
Yeah, when you people make excuses while they're doing the exercises.
Yeah, that was me too.
It's like, I get that hurt. I don't want to
do
that. It's supposed to hurt.
Right.
It, just like when, just
yeah,
like when
you
you're doing
looking, you don't like the way you look, but yeah, you don't know there's no pain.
Look in the mirror. Yeah, you
want
to get on the scale
that
and be you waiting for the scale. The scale move, you drop a couple pounds, you get happy, you stop, you say, I got my sexy on, I'm good. But you still don't like what you see in the mirror. I don't want to dwell on that, guys, because people get mad when you start talking about the physical. Because the physical, it requires something of you.
Well, this is a direct representation of the mental.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
I agree.
It is. That's physical is a direct 100. Representation of the mental.
If you can, I'm just going to say it. This is the realest show ever, right? If you've been trying to achieve the same goal for 2-3 years, then you're not physically strong. You're not mentally strong enough
to achieve that goal.
Right. Strengthen your mental. Cut out what everybody else said. Block out everybody else. If you got friends that like to eat or like to just eat unhealthy, you got to get away from them. You can't
right.
go out to eat with them when they say, "Hey man, we're going down to Cracker
right.
Barrel, we're going down to Papa Do's." You'd be like, "All right, y'all have fun, man."
Be down there doing the same
have
thing.
Fun.
Trust
don't
me,
think you're gonna
I
be able
know.
To go into yeah. Don't think you're gonna be able to go into around the food and not eat it.
Right.
You know that only lasts for so long, and that well, you got to have some tremendous willpower. You can develop it. You can.
Yeah.
But not when you're still struggling trying to achieve your first goal.
Right.
Right. So the physical is the second part. Of 3%ers lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
If you can conquer the mental, then you can conquer the physical.
Right.
And once you
that
conquer
mental
the mental and the
all.
Physical, yeah.
That mental encompasses it all, you know, that mind, your spiritual, everything. It starts in the mind. And then you're able to get a
relapses, though.
Mm-hmm.
They have relapses. And let's keep it. Let's talk about that before we get to the last. I'm not giving them a plug because I think it's insane that you know we would make a company millions and millions of dollars all over a sandwich and we can't even create our own stuff.
And you know,
we don't
it's
even
crazy.
Support people that are creating their own stuff, but you going to get a chicken sandwich and fight about it. They're in the line fighting about the chicken sandwich because they ran out of chicken sandwiches.
Really? See, you know I've heard. Yeah, you know I don't really plug into too much. But I saw
somebody sent it to me.
Somebody showed me a video or something in which Chick-fil-A was in the Popeyes line. Did you see that one saying there's no loyalty?
Oh, it was a rivalry.
Like
it was a fight for customers. Wendy's got in on it too.
Really?
Wendy's got in.
I really, truly, you know, I just heard that they got some type of new sandwich out of something that everybody is fighting over.
And people are doing people are doing Facebook lives about the sandwich, all for just to get likes. People
wow.
have this notion that likes equal money.
No.
And I get it. Social media, you want to get a lot of likes, you want to get a lot of followers, and you get sponsorships. But most people are not even trying to get sponsorships to make money. You know that's how you make money on social media, right?
Yeah.
You either sell something or die.
Right.
You either sell – you got people that have, you know, 500,000, a million followers, and people send them stuff every day just so they can promote it. And they pay them money.
Yeah, I got so many people sending me emails and stuff wanting me to promote their stuff.
Well, and you know what? It's okay if you want to pay. That's a part of making money.
Right.
Right? If you're going to pay somebody to promote your stuff, then cool. But just to promote it, just to be promoted, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. You're trying to build your own brand. So I'm not just going to promote
right.
your stuff
right.
for free.
Right.
So the reality is what I'm saying, what I'm getting to you guys is, people will promote a chicken sandwich before they promote themselves.
Wow.
They will get on and it will push a chicken sandwich.
That's because they're part of the
Because they're part of the 97%.
I was gonna say it.
Yeah.
I didn't say
they'll
it.
Promote that chicken sandwich. They'll talk about it. They'll tell everybody to go get it. They'll even go get it themselves. And just because they want to be in the in crowd. The in crowd is a 97%. The above average crowd is the 3%, right? People that understand the attacks of the enemy. Now you're trying to promote a chicken sandwich. And this show ain't about the chicken sandwich. I'm going to tell you right now, I hadn't eaten the chicken sandwich. I ain't never eaten the Popeye's chicken sandwich. So I'm not going to get it now because they say it's so good. I don't think it's chicken that's good. I think it's the crust that's good. The worst part is chicken. But that's just me. But anyway, my point is people will promote stuff that puts no money in their pocket before they'll promote something that does.
Right. They'll support something
that has nothing to do with them.
Right.
They'll support something that has absolutely nothing to do with them before they will actually support somebody that's trying to do something real for themselves. Somebody that's trying to create something real for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they won't support it. But anyway, we got on that subject, guys, because we're talking about 3%. This show is not about the Popeye's chicken sandwich. This show is about being a part of the 3% club and understanding that you need to be clicking on all three cylinders, the mind, the body, and the money. If you click from the mindset perspective, you put the right stuff in, and you have the tools and the necessary ammunition and the weapons to fight back when these things come against you, you're good. If you have the mindset, then you can click on the body section, right?
Right.
You can go to the gym. You can have your home workout, and you can be decisive. You can be deliberate. You can have commitment and consistency in what you do. And now you start seeing the rewards. You understand that it takes patience. It takes time. So I'm going to be patient. And I'm going to build my body in 4 quarters. It's going to be 3 months of sheer hell. That's what I'm going to call it. 3 months of sheer hell.
Most are not willing to go through that.
No, people ain't willing to go through it.
Because you don't start with the mind.
It's sacrifice.
And then it's a daily grind because it's going to be painful in order to get everything in check. It's not going to just line up. Just like what I said, when you get to the door and you just speak and you pass it to the ass, right? You knock, right? You speak because you're not just looking at it. You're not just getting at it. You get to that door, you got to keep on knocking.
Right.
The door's not just going to open up for you.
How do you knock, though?
Right. You got to keep on knocking.
But how do you knock?
Through actions and activities. Through changing, through going through the pain, through shifting, through all of that. That's how you're knocking, because you're not going to stop knocking until that door opens.
Right.
But most people quit.
Yeah. But they
quit. And they never make it to the money.
Yeah. They never make it to the money because they give up because the couch looks good, the chocolate looks good, you know, the hanging with your friends that have never really done anything different looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it look so good? Why does it feel good? Because that's a comfort zone. And what happens is people don't realize, you know, when you go and you hang out with elderly people, man, when you hang out with elderly people and you start asking them, if you could do anything different, what would you do? Man, they give you the recipe. They give you what you shouldn't do.
Right.
Because a life full of a lack of success is a life full of regret.
Mm-hmm.
And you're living your life in hindsight. And hindsight is always 20/20, so it's great to talk to old people. I remember we asked the questions to, you know, in the elderly home. We said, you know, what's the one thing that you would change if you could change it? One old lady said, you know, I would drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out.
Right.
She said, I would drink more water.
Right.
She said, because my brain, I got to a point to where I couldn't process things. And my doctor told me that my brain was literally dehydrated.
Wow.
Because the brain needs water. You know, one guy said,
we
I would brush my teeth. I would take care of my teeth.
They have some teeth in the teeth.
He said, I wish I had some teeth because these dentures hurt.
Right.
My mouth. He says, and I'm miserable. You know, one lady said, you know, I would enjoy every day and I would start something that I could leave a legacy with.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you hear it.
But all the clues are there.
They're there.
Yeah. But many times we don't act upon them and we just sit back and don't realize that it's going to take some work in order to be a part of the 3%ers, in order to take that mind, to attach it to the body, to now create the money, mind, body, money, to create the success. And, you know, when you think about the money aspect, it's not just, you know, dollars and cents. You know, that's the prosperity piece, you know, the things that you know that you deserve in life, the legacy, you know, the generational wealth that you want to be able to create. The spiritual abundance.
Yeah.
Right. The things that you deposit into others. So it's not just, you know, dollars and cents. It's everything. It's the success that we all were created to have in our life in order to be the blessing in the lives of others. But most times we don't get there because, just like you said, that mind, you got to get that mind right. That's now going to bring it to the physical, because that physical has to be right in order for you to take the actions necessary in order to create the success, that money that encompasses it all.
Yeah, and the spiritual aspect of it, guys, is the real piece, because you got some jacked up people with money.
Right.
I'm telling you, money is not the thing that you need to look for,
right,
when you're trying to see who you should follow, guys. It's the spiritual aspect of it. It's just the wisdom. Follow the wisdom. Don't follow the money. Follow the wisdom. So that means you need to get to know the people that you're quote-unquote following. You need to get to know, you know, the movements and whatever it is. It's not all about the money.
Right.
Okay? That's, as Pam said, that's the prosperity piece. The prosperity piece comes, guys, and people get money every day. Anybody with money will tell you it's not hard to get money.
Right.
All you have to do is conquer the mind and the body. Once you conquer those two, because the body needs to be sound so that you can actually have a place to house the mind,
right,
which is the 3%, the brain, right? And then the money is going to come. But through the patience and understanding that I'm building this foundation and I'm moving forward and I'm not really caring what anybody else is saying,
right,
because they don't know my grind. They don't understand. But I do have focus. I do have vision.
Right.
I do have goals, right? When you really pull it all together, you say, I do have money, I do have vision, I do have goals. So that means that I'm gonna basically make sure that I'm handling the two things that precedes the money.
Right.
Right? And once I handle those two things, then I know that the prosperity piece is going to come when I can handle it. And I gotta tell you guys, to get money and you don't have the right mindset is really just the recipe down the road to lose the money.
Right.
You know, you're going to lose it at some point because you don't understand how to actually make it work, right? How, if it doesn't work for you, it's because you don't have the foundation.
Right. And that's the truth. You know, that is definitely the truth. If you don't have that foundation, the foundation is the key piece, the key component in order to really building anything great, in order to becoming, in order to tie that mind, that body, to bring it to the money, to be able to see the manifestation of everything that we work hard for. But it all starts with the core. It starts with who you are. It starts with the foundation that you begin to build, knowing that every day is a new day for you to say, you know what, let me draw a line in the sand. Let me begin to work on me. Let me begin to create a strong foundation, because anything that you build with a strong foundation will stand. But it's going to take a process that we got to go through in order to get to the very destination that we want to see ourselves at in the future. And so when you focus and you understand that, hey, you know what? Yes, I'm asking, but am I doing what's necessary in order to make sure I'm seeking, in order to keep my eyes on the prize, to understand that seeking is so much different than looking? Because when you look at something, you just gaze at it. And when you look at something, you're going to end up allowing yourself to be swayed to the left, swayed to the right, and not even knowing, you know, what you're supposed to do, being confused, because a confused mind does nothing. But when you seek something, you know without a shadow of a doubt that it's yours. You know without a shadow of a doubt that yes, it's possible. You know without a shadow of a doubt that one day you will be coming and you will have it, you will be able to achieve it. That's what seeking is all about, because when you seek something, now it's going to keep you focused on the knowing that it's possible every day, and grind for the first thing that you want to have. So now you're able to stand every single challenge, right? Every challenge that's going to come your way, knowing that, you know what, I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to give up. I got the power to create. Let me create. Let me keep doing. Let me keep grinding. Let me keep knocking until that dog's door opens.
Until that dog's door opens.
Right.
You know, I see. You know, thank you, Nicole Jones. Nicole Watson. What's up, Nicole? She says, been in my comfort zone, comfort pain zone for way too long. I know better. So why is it so hard to do better? And that's a real statement. And you know,
that's
girl,
good.
You're on the way, because now you recognize it.
Right.
That's the key.
Right.
Now
that's
you have
key.
To know before you know.
Right.
And now that you know, and now that you see the take, now you can do what's necessary. You know you're in pain, so why not get something for it? Right? You're already in pain. You're doing something. So you're in physical pain. You're in mental pain. But you're moving forward.
Right.
But here's the thing. One day, Sam and I are going to look on this. show you how things work. We're going to look back on this show, when we started this show, and how we started, how it transpired, even now, sitting out back, you know, in the pool chairs doing the show. We're going to reflect back on this, and I'm going to laugh when I'm hearing this 5 years from now, when all of a sudden we got this big syndicated radio show, and we're reaching out to people all over the world, and we're flying around doing it. I'm going to reach back, and I'm going to see this. And I'm going to be like, man, I remember when we were doing that, and we were building the foundation. See, it doesn't matter how many people see you now.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how many people pay attention to you now. We're not doing this so that we can get shine right now. To be totally honest with you guys, we're in the trenches, below the trenches. With everything that you do, and you decide to do a different facet of your purpose, guys, you got to start down here. And as you build that foundation and you slowly start to rise to the top, guess what happens? Now you surface and people see you, the right people see you, and the next thing you know, guys, things start to happen. But you can handle it.
That's good. You know, I don't even have anything to add to that. That right there, God took me someplace for real, like emotionally.
Yeah.
Just understanding, you know, process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where so many people don't understand.
They miss it.
You can't worry about who's watching. You can't worry about who's supporting you right now.
Right.
You can't worry about who's not supporting you. You just got to get up and you got to do what God is telling you to do and watch everything. And you're going to look back on that thing one day and you're going to be thankful because you didn't quit, because you asked him for it. You said, Lord, I'm going to get up every day and I'm going to seek that thing and I'm going to keep on knocking until that thing becomes my reality for real.
The grind, baby.
The grind.
The grind.
Yes.
Get on your grind, guys. God bless y'all, man. Thank you for being a part of the grind today, man. Tell somebody about the grind. No, we didn't. We need to do a relationship right quick. And we're talking about, and you know, I don't know if you have anything in mind, but, you know, when I'm thinking about grinding and, you know, we talked about focus last week, you know, it's partnership because we believe there's power in partnership, right? You don't have to be married. You don't have to have a girlfriend or boyfriend, all right? Just got to have a partner, somebody that you can call up and say, hey, look, this happened, that happened. No, give me some advice on it. Maybe let's talk about this. Somebody that you bounce things off of in order to keep you sane sometimes. Somebody to help keep you on track. Nobody's perfect and nobody has all the answers. If I didn't have Pam, I'd have to have somebody else that I relied on, right? So there's power in partnership. So the grind is real. Have somebody, man. Find somebody. Open your eyes and your discernment, man, and share your vision with the right person, okay? With the right person. Don't take that for granted because the wrong person can do you in.
Right.
But the right person can help you fly.
Absolutely. Now, that's good. And you know what? We're talking about gifts. Recognize each other's gifts. And those three words God gave me this morning, ask, speak, and knock that thing out together. That's what you do, all right, in a partnership, right?
Absolutely.
To a world of self-worldness, I can see love and no love can be higher than.
down in my shirt. It was wherever you put it.
It might be down here. What? It might be, your shirt was over it.
I didn't know it.
It just rolls over it. That's all.
No, I had to stop putting it.